Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing that we love most, travel. Each week we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name's Andy, and this week I'm joined by my fellow Outlander Travel agents Robin, Sandy, Elizabeth, and Lindsay. Well, I think we all love movies, and we also all love to travel. So what better topic could there be that is actually a combination of these two things? Have you yourself ever been inspired to travel somewhere after seeing it on the big screen? There are so many ways to incorporate your favorite movie into your next vacation, so let's take a look at a few. When I was working as a tour guide in the previous life, we used to go all through the Alps, and one of our stops was Salzburg, Austria. And one of the big stops there, the big things there, was people coming to visit the sets and the places from The Sound of Music. And it was just very, very popular, and the hills were certainly very much alive. But where are your guys' favorite places?
Wait, I want to know first, did you ever go out on the hill and spin?
I put my in a Julie Andrews. I was 16 going on 17.
Any video?
Thankfully, no.
Maybe some.
I'm moving swiftly on with that side firmly fixed in your brains. what are the movies sort of inspire you, have inspired, you know, maybe thoughts of travels, even if you haven't had a chance to act on them yet?
Well, while we're in Europe, I'll talk about one of my father's stories. Actually, he traveled to Switzerland on business many, many times. And he actually wasn't a huge movie fan, but he did like the James Bond movies. And I think he liked them as much for the scenery, and you can take that however you'd like, but as much for the scenery as much as the storyline. So he actually took a little side trip when he was in Switzerland to the Schilthorn, which is in the Alps. And there is a restaurant up there that's actually, it used to be a revolving restaurant. I don't know if it still turns, but it would give you this amazing view over these beautiful Alps. And the Swiss Alps are really gorgeous. On Her Majesty's Secret Service, there's a very famous scene where that restaurant plays a central role. And I don't actually think it's a restaurant in that scene. I think it's just a building. I think it might actually be like an evil headquarters. I'd have to go back and watch that movie. It's not the most popular Bond film, but still. And so I have this great picture of my dad sort of, looking out over the Alps from the balcony of this this restaurant. And he did. He took that side trip strictly because he wanted to see the place where the movie was filmed.
I mean, I certainly think we could probably do a whole episode based on sites from, James Bond mm-hmm. movies. I mean, the Eiffel Tower is one of those. A View to a Kill, 1985 Bond film, as Christopher Walken and Roger Moore doing battle on the steps and the ladders up and down the Eiffel Tower. And, I've been up there and cast back to that, as well as probably a lesser-known Disney movie, 1981's Condor Man with Michael Crawford.
Yeah, that's really lesser-known there.
But he is a superhero who launches himself, or a superhero who isn't very super, and launches himself off the top of the Eiffel Tower in this condor outfit. It's in the, comes to a sticky end in the river. As a child, that was one of the things I really wanted to see in Paris based on having seen this movie.
I think at any point, there's pretty much nowhere in the world where you could stumble where a James Bond film hasn't at least been close to. I mean, really, they've been around the world several times and they really incorporate those places in. I think the most famous, the scene with the woman coming out of the beach.
The Sir Andress.
Yes, thank you. With the bikini with the knife. That was filmed in Jamaica. So
need a moment.
Okay. Again, enjoys the scenery and the James Bond movies. So yeah, that's and I think also then you talk about the Eiffel Tower, you pretty much could name a movie. I mean, there's like millions of movies.
You know what
Eiffel
it makes
Tower,
me think of is European Vacation.
Oh my God.
I don't think any American can drive by Big Ben without saying, look, kids, Big Ben.
Parliament.
Yep.
Oh my God, that movie made me want to see so many things in Europe, though. That's like a perfect example of how many things. And when they go on their little shopping spree in Italy, that's how cool is that?
Yeah. What about you, Robin? Is there any sort of places?
There's one. My daughter loves the Harry Potter movies, and she would love to go to London and see the Harry Potter. They have a
studio tour,
and I've not in Europe, but I love the movie Sleepless in Seattle, and I've never been to Seattle, and it's one of those places that when ever since I saw the movie, I've wanted to go. And it's on my, like, top five places that I want to go just because mm-hmm. I loved that movie so much, and it really made me want to.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a tour.
Okay. Well, it's funny because I bet, Lindsay, you've heard this too. I think, you know, you say you want to go to Seattle because of Sleepless in Seattle, but I know most of my friends who are in the Washington in Washington State say that everyone asks them how close they live to Forks. Yeah.
Oh, if I had a dog.
So have you been? Have you been there, Lindsay? Have you been there?
For those of us who aren't in the know, what is Forks?
Really? You don't
that
know?
That sounds like a fake town. Is that a real town?
It's
really?
A real place.
It is a real town.
What is it?
Sparkly
it's
vampires.
Twilight.
Let me just tell you. it's inspired by Twilight.
Yeah, that explains why I've never heard of it.
Yeah, there you go.
I wish that I, too, had never. On that let's go back to Rome.
Lindsay wants to go back to Rome. Okay, we're ready.
Let's go back to Rome. When I was younger, I grew up with my great-grandmother watching a lot of older movies and really developed a love for old musicals and movies. And I fell in love with Roman Holiday. And all I wanted to do, I had this romantic image of Rome and being in love and being in the city. And that's...
Roman Vespa?
Not a Vespa, yeah. No, so we tailored our honeymoon around that, and we actually romance of the high seas with Doris Day, another, I know I love this podcast because we're really showing you all how old we are. She's on this luxury cruise liner, cruising to Rio, and although I didn't cruise to Rio, we ended up cruising the Mediterranean. We spent some days in Rome, and of course I had to go see the Bocca della Verità, the Mouth of Truth, and stick my hand in it, and hope it wouldn't get bit off. And it's those moments you see on the screen, and then what I've loved since then, traveling around the world, is now when I watch movies and I see places that I've actually been to, mm-hmm. I, you know, that feeling mm-hmm. of, oh, I've been there, I've seen that. Yeah.
And it's actually amazing. You can be watching all sorts of movies from, you know, from any sort of genre of movies, be it a thriller and The Italian Job or something like that, or Roman Holiday, and they all use the, in a similar sense. And it's just amazing that, you know, these iconic images that you grow up in, films that you love as either a child or in whatever part of your life you're in, but it just really sort of does stick with you. And I think, sort of from more recent terms, I think nowhere has sort of put itself more on the tourist trail than New Zealand mm-hmm. of late.
Oh, yeah.
I think sort of following on from the success of the Lord of the Rings trilogy and now the Hobbit trilogy. Yeah,
you act like you don't think that should be three movies.
Well, I'm reading the books, and you know, it's a short one. But the scenery is spectacular, and you know, you can go become a proud foot or a Baggins and tromp around you know, the wilds of New Zealand and sort of channel your inner Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna shout out to my friend Emma and see if she actually listens to this. But, she spent it was summer here, so it was winter there. She spent 3 months for work in New Zealand, and it was, I guess, about 5 years ago. So she got to see The Shire when it was still being filmed. It was still a movie set, and they had to sign releases saying that they wouldn't post any pictures. They couldn't talk about it or show us anything until the movies came out. So. That's pretty cool.
Well, New Zealand, actually, I mean, you know, everybody knows that the Lord of the Rings movies were filmed there. But New Zealand is such a magical place. And honestly, when it came to location spotting for that movie, it sort of came down to there's no place else on Earth that could represent Middle Earth. You know, Middle Earth is not a real place.
Right.
You know, and so to be able to film a movie, you know, and there are other, you know, I know we're only talking about movies, but like Game of Thrones is filmed actually all over Europe. Because
yeah,
of all the different,
but
you could really film, you know, the whole thing in New Zealand because you have so many different landscapes there that, so it was able to sort of capture so much of what they needed Middle Earth to be. So just visit it, not just because it's a movie set, but because it's an incredible place that could, you know, serve as a movie set for something like that.
But there's a lot, I mean, we have a whole genre that we haven't really, film genre we haven't touched on, like the science fiction type. I mean, you know, they can't all be filmed in outer space. I'm sure that's not how it works. Hollywood film guy, cinematographer, or anything, but you know, I mean, I grew up watching Star Wars, and that scenery is just, you know, some of the planetscapes are just desolate and beautiful at the same time.
And they look a lot like the Sahara Desert, don't they?
They do indeed.
So, yeah, and, you know, before we started, I said I really wanted to talk about this because Tunisia actually was where a lot of that was filmed, and there are places where you can still walk through. And, you know, there are actually some of all of the movies, all six of them now, as we record this, soon there'll be seven. And I don't know if any of the seventh movie is being filmed there. I haven't been following, but basically anything on Tatooine was filmed in Tunisia in the desert, and a lot of those buildings are still there. I'm not sure that I would send a client there right now. It's, yeah, you know, there's quite a bit of unrest.
Yeah.
But there's even, you know, some articles about how it's sort of being buried by sand. You know, basically the Sahara Desert is taking some of it back over again. Yes, exactly. So, but it's all there. It's so weird because, you know, except for the two suns, you pretty much you feel like you're right there. So, yeah, they don't.
Yeah, heaven help if you want to go visit Alderaan.
Well, you know, a lot of sci-fi movies are CGI, but it's always fun when they're not, and you know, there's a real landscape that you can go visit if you if you're so inclined to those kinds of movies. So
let's turn around to one of my favorite movies, and this is kind of, I guess, the point of my life where I was just starting to kind of venture out on my own, and Pretty Woman came out right before my first trip to California. And so I had to go shopping on Rodeo Drive, and I had to go.
Did you tell a shopkeeper off? Did
oh
you
my show? God. It was, yeah. Well, my cousin was taking us. They should have kicked me out.
What do you need to tell us about?
I thought that day, I thought my cousin was taking us to the beach, and he was taking us to Venice Beach. But I thought, beach, I'm going to wear my bathing suit. You know, no. He's like, oh, we're going to stop at Rodeo Drive and we'll go to lunch. And yeah, so that's what I looked like that day. I know, right? No, it was more like hot mess with, like, you know, makeup and hair crazy. And it was bad, 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 bad. Yeah. They knew I wasn't buying the $10,000 belt that they were selling. Yeah.
It's funny that she went to LA to see a movie, sort of a movie set, when LA basically is
set. I mean, at that point, I had seen so many movies that made me want to go to LA. I thought I was going to see movie stars everywhere I went, and I didn't see any. Or if I did see them, I didn't recognize them.
Yeah.
That's probably more what it was, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's funny because I've been to LA a few times. I've never seen anybody of note, but I've been to New York City, and granted, I've been to New York City more often than I've been to LA, but I like stumble over, you know, it's so easy to find stars in New York City just by accident. Now, one way is to go to the theater. Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously they're all on stage, so, you know, you can see stars that way. But I remember when I was a kid, we were near the Hard Rock Cafe, and it was when, the Blues Brothers was happening. So, or was it Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks? What did they pair up for? Is there something that they actually paired up for?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, they were standing on the street outside filming a little bit, you know, and I mean, literally, it's like they just walked out there, set up a camera and some lights and filmed it, and then they left.
Uh-huh.
I'd never seen anything like it. So, yeah. You just walked right up. And my sister saw Bill Murray at a play one time. And so, yeah, you can sort of trip over him there.
I'm so bad at recognizing people, though. They could be right in front of me. You know, speaking of which, Myrtle Beach, when I was growing up, had a movie filmed there. It was called, I want to say, The Chase or Chasers or something. It had Dennis Hopper. It had Tom Berenger, I think. And it's like kind of a weird mix. But yeah, and Wilmington always had a bunch of people, and they would come down. So I remember they built this like volcano movie set on top of a putt-putt place, which looked like it was just part of the putt-putt. I was like, okay, that doesn't even look weird. You know?
Yeah. Well, in the mountains of North Carolina also, Hunger Games were filmed there. It was really funny because I was actually in Hong Kong when the first Hunger Games movie came out. We went to see it in Hong Kong, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, that looks like my backyard.
Yeah.
That's really weird. I came all the way to Hong Kong to see.
Look at those trees.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks exactly like my backyard.
Other movies like Cold Mountain were also filmed up in the mountains of North Carolina.
What's the one with the one-armed man? What was that one?
The guy that cut his arm off?
No, the one-armed man. There's the train wreck is still actually, you can go see it in the mountains of North Carolina. Oh, it was a famous movie, but I didn't see it. I just know that the movie set is in North Carolina. So maybe I shouldn't have talked about that. Anyway.
One that I wanted to see, I saw the movie Mystic Pizza, and I lived within driving distance of Mystic, Connecticut. And a few friends and I went, and we spent a weekend there. And it was cool because it does look, you know, they filmed a lot of it around there.
Great
and
point.
It looks very much like it does in the movie.
And didn't you say Practical Magic is like, because that's a very similar looking set too. You said that's in Washington?
Yeah. Actually, the island I live on, Whidbey Island, there's a small town here in the middle called Coopville. And that is where the opening scene from Practical Magic was. All the shops downtown, they came in and they painted all the buildings white to shoot that. And then they the house, the iconic house from that movie is actually a house on San Juan Island.
Oh, wow.
Is a real house that you can go visit. There's also the beach that Goonies, the iconic Goonies scene was filmed in Portland.
Oh, really?
With the pirate ship sailing away in the background, that one?
Yeah.
There's a lot of movies that have been filmed in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I know we went there on our honeymoon, and my husband loved the movie Blue Hawaii. His dad was a big Elvis lover, and that was one of the reasons he wanted to go. Just to see places from the movie.
That's our honeymoon was in Vegas, and that was another place I thought I'd see a bunch of movie stars, but I didn't see anybody.
A lot of movies in Vegas.
Did you see a bunch of Elvis impersonators or something?
Yeah, they were all jumping out of this airplane. Maybe
when you're doing movie travel, that's sort of going to a big city is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a cop out because you can, the streets of San Francisco, you know, you can think of a million movies.
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And a lot of those houses are real places and you can go see them. If you're a big movie buff, there's pretty much any large city you can go into and find, you know, something.
You can do a movie tour.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
San Francisco is a place I'd like to go to. I'm a big fan of prison escape movies. Escape from Alcatraz is one of my favorites. And I'd just love to go and see the original Rock, obviously, I don't think it was really filmed much out there.
They film some stuff out there for sure.
Yeah.
And actually one of the coolest things about San Francisco is you can see the cranes, the shipping cranes, and they have these pretty much at every port, but the ones in San Francisco are the ones that go back to Star Wars here, inspired George Lucas to create the AT-ATs. If you see, they look a lot like AT-ATs. And so, and that's the inspiration.
Let's pay more attention to
San
Francisco.
Yep.
Awesome.
Well, I think that just about wraps up our show for this week. Some great comments there, guys. Thank you very much. And you guys out there in internet land, we welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or indeed any other episode, really. So leave us comments. You can do it a number of ways. Visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click on the podcast link at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, and we'd love to receive those comments. Or you can find us on Facebook. You can search for Outlander Podcast or even Fly Away through the Facebook search engine. Or you can email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you, and maybe you can give us some ideas on what our next podcast should be. So on behalf of Robin, Sandy, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, that's Andy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.